Wish it wasn't dangling so much.
It's not a problem I have. High and tight, baby.
High and tight. Always high and tight.
Sheesh!
You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a food dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Ants are similar in the way that they like use the sun's trajectory to know like where the
fuck
food
ants.
Is found.
I hate ants.
I know, but they're smart. They make burial grounds, and that's
just
weird.
Well, they just throw the bodies in there to pretty much.
Well, they make a pit where they specifically put bodies.
Yeah,
it's like a burial pit. But that's like weird.
They're pheromone heavy.
It's
pheromone
like 300. They
well.
Just have the pit. They just
I mean, kind of. Yeah.
Kick them all in. This is Sparta.
It's like
this is Spanta.
It's like Monty Python. The Holy Grail is like dumb. I'm still alive. Take him. I'm still alive.
There's a certain chemical that ants release when they die. Like it's another pheromone because like ants are heavy, heavy pheromone creatures.
Yeah.
But
I know I've played Fallout.
But when they die, they secrete a pheromone, and that's when the ants will come and pick up the bodies. I've watched research and like videos on they would take that same chemical and put it on living ants, and like other ants in the colonies would come and grab the ant that had the pheromone on it while it was still alive and like wriggling around and take him and throw him into the dead ant pile. Like that's when they die, they release a weird smell. And after it wears off, like no matter how many times the ant would like leave the burial ground and come back. But even then, I think there was a part that the ant smells the pheromone on itself. So it's like,
what
I'm dead.
What do I do? What do I do?
This is where I need to be.
How do I pick myself up?
But once the pheromone wears off, like they'll go back.
Positive words, my friend. Exactly. That's how you pick yourself up.
No, that's really, really crazy.
You can do this.
I was fully expecting you to be like they were metal as shit and were just like they smelled the dead one that's not actually dead and they just like lift it up and ripped it apart.
No, they don't do that.
Fuck you!
Yeah, you're dead.
Full on board.
but yeah, they'll take. Even if it's alive, it's just that pheromone, and they'll take them to the death pits
that's
and
crazy.
Throw them in there. Yeah, it's
animals
weird.
Are cool.
Death pits. That's
death pits.
That's pretty metal.
That's pretty metal, man.
Death pit.
It is pretty metal.
Anyway, welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
We're here finally.
We're here.
We've been here.
Monday.
So, I'm Cameron.
What up, Cameron?
And this week, last week, I decided to, not knowing what the outcome is going to be, I decided to play
a tattoo on your ass.
No, I decided to play a little cruel joke, a prank, if you will.
Is it a prank or is it a cruel joke? Because pranks are fun for everyone. Cruel jokes are going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Well, this won't hurt anyone's feelings.
Okay.
But
I'm offended.
There was a grasshopper about this big on a washer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just lifted the lid and popped him inside and shut the lid. So the next person that opens
I hope so.
I'm hoping it'll just like jump out.
You should. I wish you would have been able to fit it just in the like where you put the laundry detergent, just a little capsule, just fit him in there. So the second you open it, he has to try to escape.
And I was like, "Is this mean?" And I was like, "I don't even care. I'm doing it.
Worth it.
That was totally worth it." But I don't get to. I don't get to reap the benefit.
You just get to know that.
I have the knowledge that. And I also want to thank you to you for opening that can. Ever since you brought those Topo Chicos to my house, every ad I see on Facebook or Instagram is Topo Chico.
How about that? We've been
and
talking
they're
about
delicious.
Too much Topo Chicos.
Every single ad. I'm like, I've seen 14 in the last 4 days.
They're listening.
Now that my parents like this, I enjoy it.
Topo Chicos are good. I like them.
It's just fruity enough to be a decent hard seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
But then other people were telling me that they can taste the lemon in it. But actually, I even poured it into a glass and put more lemon juice in it, and it came out even better.
The pineapple is my favorite, for sure. The pineapple and the strawberry guava.
Strawberry guava wasn't
this
bad.
This one's the tropical mango, and it's a hint. It's a hint.
Yeah, I'm not a big mango fan.
I'm just a big fan of things in general.
He just likes things in his mouth.
That is true. I've known him long enough. That was disgusting. Don't do that in the mic. I hear that way too much now. Way too well.
A little bit of that ASMR.
Yeah.
Not for it.
Not
that one.
And hi, everyone. I'm Jake. And this morning, I was trying to go to the bathroom at work. And while I was doing my thing, just, cock in hand, trying to take a piss. I look up and there is a spider coming down a vent off of a string going straight towards my crotch. And yeah, so.
Did you let it land?
No.
Oh, that's rude.
No, I went straight fire. I went straight fire hose. Just. I let it loose while trying to get away from the spider. It was a pretty decent sized spider.
Did you?
I cleaned up afterwards.
Oh, okay. Good. I was going to say, you fucking animal.
No.
Savage.
No, because it was a mess.
I can imagine.
It was like mooring wood situation almost. Walls.
Wait, what? Hold on.
No, I'm saying like when you first wake up and you really have to piss.
Okay, I was like, I thought you were going to say you had a boner at work. I was like, we gotta have a conversation.
Okay, well, this was also before, and like this was like 4:30. Not even then. It was like
4:00. It doesn't matter what time it is.
I can have a boner whenever I goddamn feel like it. Actually,
hey man, I got a boner right now. I just need a stiff breeze.
Just thinking about spiders.
Right up.
I'm not anywhere near that.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Peed on the walls. It was a fun search on the ceiling.
But I had the gym to myself this morning, and I was very happy. No one goes to the gym at 1 a.m. apparently.
Usually not. Who knew? No. On a Sunday, not usually.
Most people are sleeping.
Yeah, who knew?
It's usually what they do.
Yep.
What up, guys? DK here. Are we doing? What are we doing? Is this fun facts?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's
it's
going
on. It's
just
a thing at this point. It's just your name and then say something.
So
we should really like work out the kinks on that. But
hey,
oh,
man,
well.
It'll work itself out eventually.
Yeah, it's kinks. If you got kinks, you got kinks.
I go.
Oh, yeah. Introduce yourself and a new kink you learned today.
the kink that you.
I go either like something that happened to me or.
Hi, I'm Jake, and let me tell you about cum dumps.
dad jokes or crazy facts. Those are like my three go-tos.
Uh-huh. Well, my crazy fact of the week is in four days now, I get to have a camera shoved up my ass for medical purposes.
But we can't do the Patreon.
Yeah, so that was 3 days ago for people that are watching, actually.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be 3 days ago.
It'll be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... you know, fingers crossed that we get some good news, guys. Gut problems aren't fun.
Yeah, check Instagram for updates.
Yep, I'm just going to...
check Patreon for...
just going to put pictures updates of my gaped beehole. Not even related to getting a camera.
But it's labeled beehole under educational.
good morning.
So...
Hashtag money moves.
I don't know if we're recording or not, but when we were talking about the whole dental thing about getting your wisdom teeth removed...
your dental dam?
My what?
Obsolete.
Go.
Prophylactic.
Go. Just go.
But,
just go.
But did you know that they're doing... I don't know if they've already finished the study or if they're still doing the study on a theory that it due to not chewing enough solid food as a child, like having too much of like a prosthetic nipple, like when you have a bottle.
Okay.
So go, continue.
When you have a bottle or you're using too much of a pacifier as a child, it actually causes your jaw to not form properly,
yeah,
which means it doesn't have room for the wisdom teeth. It's a theory going
yeah,
on.
No,
and
no.
There's actually, they've done, like, from what I listened to it, they have a lot of very positive results. And very...
no, there's a lot of...
things gone... like, they haven't gotten anything contradictory.
There's a lot of studies showing that if you... the kids that had bottles compared to breastfeeding, mm-hmm, like their jaw doesn't form, like their teeth don't form, yeah, the way it's supposed to.
You end up with more of an overbite.
Yeah.
Your soft palate is so soft that you end up more of an overbite. It'll pull, mm-hmm, your front teeth forward. But the wisdom teeth are a residual. They're like the appendix. They're a residual,
yeah, they're
thing
not
from
needed.
when we were, our diet was completely different. And also as we have evolved, our structure of our lower halves of our mouth has tapered inward. We're not so big jowled anymore. Plus, we don't need
speak
to
for
eat,
yourself.
Well, I mean, we don't need to eat high fibrous like tree branches like
speak
that would require
yourself.
The. I mean, if you need to, they make Metamucil now. But
that's what it was. I was like, what is the name of it? I was gonna use it, and I was like, what is the name? And I was like, never mind, I won't say anything because I don't know what it's called.
Metamucil.
Yeah. I used to take that.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to start taking.
Like when
that.
I was a kid.
Yeah, you didn't eat enough fiber when you were a kid, huh? You have some.
No, I think my mom just wanted me to take it. Like I don't think there was any like specific reason.
Yeah,
I've never.
So you want drugs?
You want some Metamucil over the counter?
Like she would just like literally pour it in our drink at dinner.
Yeah,
every night.
Yeah, I can get whiskey over the counter too.
But
I thought that was like kind of cool that they're like doing that, and they're also going to the idea that. Well, not the idea, but it was a way to think of the human body and like DNA in a different way, because I always thought of like DNA and how your body forms as like it's a blueprint. Like it's basically like it's already decided and you just give it the resources and it does it. But it reacts to the environment. Like obviously like there's a lot of things that are genetics, but like a lot of ways that certain things are formed is environment based, like how you chew your food, altitude, like the things of that nature, humidity, like that kind of stuff will change part of your body. I never thought about it that way of like, yeah,
every like, little like, things. Yeah. Every little thing of your environment can change how your body reacts.
Especially as a child.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Cause well, yeah. Cause you're forming, like everything's kind of like forming. So
it was like, I think like when you think of like kids developing, like the more I think about it, the more I like, it's really important. Like during those like years, are so vital where like there's so many people that like something bad goes on during those years and that's just them now.
100%.
So it's just like, oh my God, like, and sorry. Like it gives you like a perspective on life being like, it is that easy to like just have a mishap in life where it's like, oh, well this is just you now because something happened when you were 13. And congratulations.
Well, like, that's the other thing. It's not even, it's crazy. Like I've been doing, I mean, like I said, I constantly am listening to serial killer podcasts. I mean,
that's a good character trait.
That's what I'm into the occult. I'm into serial killers. I'm into all the wacky weird shit. So, but, who was the one I just listened to? I think it was, give me 1 second. I can tell you, cause it just came out this weekend.
I don't know why I haven't sat like this for like the whole like
the whole time
because this is extremely.
Well, I mean, but how's it look on the camera? So a lot of serial killers, they do have that. You know, there's a shitty childhood, like a terrible childhood, but there's a couple that like this one,
like seemingly normal.
No, yeah, like had happy childhoods, but that they worries were. Me. But the thing was, is they were all they never had like a traumatic experience in childhood, but they were bad. From the beginning, like that just something was wrong.
Yeah.
And that's like I said, there's several serial killers who looking through their history, you would have no idea that right. they were going to yeah. do that. And then it's just the fact that they got caught and that they have a long rap sheet of, and some of them, like I said, like, oh, man, I can't his name.
It always, cause I don't know if anyone else has the concern, but I always have the concern that like, I'm just like an underlying psychopath at some point.
Well, like, I mean, I have that concern for you, yeah.
If you're worried about it, then you're not.
I mean, that's a fair point. Is like psychopaths aren't concerned. Wait, about being,
I'm not worried about being a psychopath.
But you're also well, you don't show have
psychopathic traits,
tendencies.
Yeah,
like the thing,
like easy manipulation, like literally seeing people, not seeing people, but seeing people as just objects to be manipulated and used to make your to like as your own goals. Like, people are literally just a stepping stone.
What do you think I do for the listeners?
That's different. You guys are stepping
that's
stones.
That's different. Sorry. That's money.
I'm manipulating all of you.
Okay, my phone doesn't want to load anything right now. That's great. I love it.
Speaking of psychopathic traits, though, I did get told by my therapist that I need to get tested for bipolar disorder and ADHD.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And like, I told not, my, I'm not meaning that in a bad way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Like
I posted on Snapchat. I got like 7 responses being like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, guys, I appreciate it.
I mean,
a lot of my exes were like, yeah, you should like that.
Yeah.
Sense.
Yeah. I just, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, Rodney Alcala was his name.
I've never even heard of him.
Yeah. He was.
I know of Rodney Mullen.
No, his name was Rodney. I know Mitt Romney. He was good. He was active throughout the 70s and early 80s as a serial killer. The same time like Richard Ramirez, like when all the serial killers, lead paint. There you go. Lead paint in the 70s them caused crazies. All the serial killers in the 70s.
Crazies. I wonder actually what percentage it did benefit to that.
No, that's like there is heavy correlation with the because there was a lot more serial killers in the 70s and 80s, and that is as the time was where we're clearing out. But there's definitely ties to the heavy amount of serial killers at that point in time and the use of lead in gas and paint and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this guy's got like a rap sheet like
him
not confirmed. Because he didn't talk about it when he went to jail, but there was 2 for sure, but up to like 28, they were saying. And he went for women and children, like girls. And what he was actually, he was on the dating game back in the 70s.
Wow. Oh my God.
He was a handsome guy.
Wait, was he?
And what he would do is he was a photographer. Dude, the cops, like, they fucked up bad because they arrested him twice.
He's a nice guy.
And they just let him off. Like, one was sexual molestation of a child. And then the second one was he kidnapped a child while he was on parole and got her to smoke weed. But really, it was because of the weed is why they even arrested him when he was on parole.
I was if someone kidnapped me, he'd be like, hey, man, you want some weed? Like,
but his thing, he would go up.
I'm not kidnapped anymore.
Yeah. He would go up to like unassuming people and he would be like, hey, do you want to see a pretty picture? Like that was his opening because he was a photographer. He always had his thing. And then he would try and get them and he would do like photo shoots and then he would do his thing. And man,
it's a real piece of work.
No, it's gruesome. Like the things that I said there doesn't even begin to paint a picture of the type of serial killers are weird, man. It's crazy to think that people can go to that level of darkness and the human mind just kind of justifies.
What was his name again?
Rodney Alcala.
Shout out Rodney Alcala.
I think he's still alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say RIP, but
no, I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Did you ever hear the story of the arson investigator who would consistently commit arson, who wrote a book about who committed arson?
Yeah.
I do not know who that is.
Oh my God. So a guy named John Orr, I heard about this guy the other day. I heard about him a long time ago, and then so I heard a story on YouTube about him, and I was like, oh yeah, like this is like such a ridiculous story of an arson investigator who loved fire.
Mm-hmm.
So he would set fires and then investigate the fires and then later on made a book about an arson investigator who loved fires so much he would just start fires and then investigate them.
Yeah.
And then he's in prison for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in prison he wrote more books. Like I think he wrote a book called like Fire Lover and a bunch of other stuff about the same
Fahrenheit 451.
That's Ray Bradbury, and that was a long time
ago. And on that,
I tried so hard to read that book.
It's a good book. It really is.
But I don't like reading. Like, it's not that
I try hard just to read, and I don't like
reading. It's not that I don't know how to read. It's like I just don't enjoy it. Like I don't find joy in it. I'll find the movie version.
It paints a really bleak, like, story of like fascism and conformity. Dude, it's crazy.
Well, and I think what my problem was is like they made us read it in school.
It's so hard to read a book when you're forced to read it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I had probably picked it up myself, then I probably would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're forced to do it, it's like, I don't really want to do this. Yeah. Like, oh, you have to get to this page by this day. I'm like, oh no. Like, why am I getting deadlines? I don't want deadlines.
So speaking of fire, did you hear about back in August, the professor let's see if I can find where he's from, but a professor in California that was setting fires and trying to trap firefighters in the fires that he was starting, and they caught him because he got his car stuck near a fire. His car got stuck in got stuck in like a buried, like a deeply buried boulder or rock or something. And they've caught him trying to escape, but his car couldn't get out.
Good.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they said
that's karma, baby.
I mean, yeah, he was trying to kill people. He's trying to kill firefighters with a fire after he had left this college.
Dick.
So he, teaching. I'm getting a phone call. I want a phone call.
And I'm sorry, Rodney Alcala died this year.
R.I.P.
July 24th.
I mean, is it R.I.P.?
Yeah.
Rest.
In peace.
Just rest. Rest how you deserve to rest.
In peace. Everyone deserves to rest in peace regardless.
But yeah, his rap sheet, his actual criminal charges compared to the like associated ones is small. Like he's got one count of battery, one count of kidnapping, violation of probation, two counts of rape, one count of providing cannabis to a minor, and five counts of first degree murder. But like there's evidence that he killed a lot more.
Yeah, they get a lot of serial killers that just like they'll catch him on like a couple of them, but then that guy will never disclose which is crazy because most serial killers are like sociopaths.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think they want that to, fame.
Yeah.
But they don't. They don't. No. They like. They keep all the extra.
There's a couple of them that keep it. Like I said, Rodney Alcala kept it to himself because that was his thing. Like, yeah. Once he discloses that, the memory is tainted in his mind. Yeah. Like, that's not necessarily what he said, but that's kind of like the psychological evaluation.
I can't remember who it was, but there was like a guy that like murdered 130 something people, mm-hmm. but he only admitted to 5. Mm-hmm. He said he killed more, but mm-hmm. he never disclosed where the bodies were, so they couldn't prove that he did it. So he was only charged with 5 counts of murder, even though he was like, I murdered over 130 people.
It's like, that's with Rodney Alcala, he had like thousands of photos of, you know, like it would be photo sessions, but his MO was to photograph somebody mm-hmm. and then he would kill him. But there was so many more people in these photographs than what he actually, so there's, it's safe to assume that a lot more than what he just had. But yeah, man, this is crazy. They'll finish up part 2 on him next week, and I'm really excited. Because he's, like I said, the ones that are real, real brutal are the ones that I'm just like, man, the human mind is a strange, strange thing.
Yeah, because it's like, once scary. Just breaks up there, like once, mm-hmm. once like just that wire gets crossed, it's just like, you're a psychopathic killer now.
That's it for
life. Like, this is who I am. I like to decapitate people and then have sex with their body. It's just who I am.
We didn't ask for your autobiography.
I was like, clip that for future references.
Your Honor,
clearly
I love that the entire time he said that, none of us said a word. So it's going to be like the cleanest audio clip ever.
Yeah, it's going to be like the one part of audio ever that has no interference anywhere. Perfect audio.
Mm-hmm.
For the history books.
Exactly.
I just like to decapitate people and have sex with their bodies.
There it is again.
So says I, Jake. Be true. Jake, 2021.
Oh, no. I don't like any of that.
Let me look here. So, going off of our ivermectin story from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you hear the original news story that was saying that hospitals in Oklahoma are so flooded with mm-hmm. overdosing ivermectin patients that there are gunshot patients waiting outside the hospital?
He said that last week.
I said that last week.
That was false. They interviewed multiple hospitals in Oklahoma saying that there was no instances of any gunshot victims in the area waiting to be seen due to ivermectin overdoses. And in the hospitals that they checked, there was only actually one gunshot victim in general.
Okay.
Good. So, they went into, and I even looked into like listening to like CNN and Fox News doing these news stories, and I haven't watched like actual news since being a kid and sitting on the floor while, you know, mom and dad sit on the couch and watch news back when they used to just sit there and read off of a screen, and this woman is sitting there and she was like, they're taking horse dewormer. And then she was like, can you believe this? Horse dewormer. And I'm like, calm down. It's okay. Then she was like, animal paste, people. Animal paste. I'm like, how much are you trying to feed these people right now? Like, you only say stuff like that when you're literally trying to just get people angry. Like, you're just trying to get people angry. Be like, oh, these idiots. Like, it's all these people's.
That's literally the media.
I know. It's so oh, my God. Like, watch. I couldn't finish the entire thing. I was just getting so mad at looking at how much attitude she was putting into this.
Each media outlet pushes their own agenda. And, I mean, to get the full story, you have to literally, like, read articles from every single news station.
So,
or every single, like, anything, any media source, just so you can kind of grasp an idea of what the actual truth is.
Me, as a Joe Rogan listener, I was recommended to download DuckDuckGo as a search browser extension. So it does everything unfiltered. So like anything you search, like you just get the first thing that's supposed to come up instead of like recommended. And I've been using that, and what would normally take me 30, 40 minutes of being like, all right, well, there's like a lot of opinions in this, find another story. All right, well, these people have contradicting opinions. Which opinion do I believe? Can I find a third story with no opinion? It just pulls up like, just like news, like like actual studies and statistics and the things that I want to see. And it's been very helpful. And going off of that, I found out that, did you know the WHO doesn't have a vaccination policy for its workers? And they said at max right now, they said they might strongly recommend it sometime in the future if they deem it necessary.
Okay.
I thought that was interesting that the WHO hasn't decided to do that yet. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's good on the WHO and that's bad on people pushing the vaccine, or if it's bad on them and good on the others, or if it's neither and it's just people doing what people want to do.
I think that's them taking the point they understand that there is going to be a problem if you force it upon your employees or whatever, so they're going to give the employees the choice. But I mean,
and it's whatever. I hate to just take over the beginning here, but that just reminded me of what Biden said about vaccine mandates that he's wanting to do right now, where he wants all federal workers without option of testing to get the vaccine. And I believe it's like 2/3 of all U.S. employees would have to either get the vaccine.
Yeah, employers with over 100 employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I don't know if he means like physically inside one building at one time, or like a company that has more than 100
over 100 people on payroll is what it's going to be.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, well, corporations are just like every single employee. That's every employee.
But did you see the news story about Governor Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma?
I have not, actually.
He is going to sue the Biden administration because he
fucking go
is not going to enforce that. So he's suing the Biden administration for...
What's really going to suck, too, is like if that doesn't go anywhere, then I feel like even if Oklahoma... Like, even if the governor says no, I feel like if a corporation's in Oklahoma but still goes under federal law, doesn't the corporation still have to do it?
It depends on where they're based, but...
Yeah.
Federal... Like I said, it's like the same concept as how, like, cannabis is illegally federal.
Yeah.
So you can't have any type of...
issue.
But... And I don't know. I'm not worried. I already got mine.
Yeah. I'm considering getting mine because I've seen that recently 25% of all COVID patients right now are children. 25.6% of COVID patients are children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well, it's a different thing when kids get involved.
I mean, it was only a matter of time before kids got involved. Yeah.
But they're also saying that people who have already gotten it and then have beaten it are naturally like more immune than people that have taken the vaccine.
Well, yeah, because you have antibodies in your system. Yeah.
But there's also people who have not had vaccine and have had it 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, and this virus is really, it really comes down to the individual.
Well, and all the different strains that are out there now. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be immune to all of them.
Like I said, I got my vax. I wear my mask. I'm doing what I can do.
Like, yeah. I got vaccinated as well. I have a problem with people forcing people to do certain things. I think it's a good idea to do it. Just kind of help out, you know, like, I mean, you're literally just helping out the population at this point. But when someone says you have to do it, like, I don't think that's right.
You should have seen how he said it in the interview. He said, "We've given you time, but we've lost our patience."
Yeah.
In regards to forcing a vaccine mandate. I was like, you're just going to talk to America like children. Like, you're just treating us
A lot of them need that.
Yeah, but then the people that don't need it, it's like you're just belittling any intelligent people in your country. Being like, well, none of you are as smart as I am, so daddy here is going to tell you what to do. Now go be inside for a little bit, and when you've been good enough, I'll let you come back out. Because, I mean, that's kind of how he treated lockdown. That's how some governors treat lockdown. Was like, if you're good enough inside, I might consider letting some outside activities happen.
Well, I mean, we didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, at that point, we didn't know.
But when they're literally, like, when they're actually using vernacular they would use at a children to your public instead of just giving them facts, then it becomes a weird, it's a weird situation. Then just touching, I don't like it. It's like a priest.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to respond.
Yeah.
because like I feel that there is a large portion of the population that has to be spoke to like children before they get anything out.
Agreed.
Of it. It's just, I'm not saying that that's anybody in general. I'm just saying that some people,
I mean, yeah, those people will definitely exist.
So I don't know. Like I said, I am burnt out. I'm so fucking burnt out on it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it being points of contingency, like in arguments. I'm tired. It's the same concept. Like
the buzzing.
Like I said, I'm my body, my choice, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
So that should be it. Like, other than that, like, I don't want to hear anybody screaming about, oh, there's fucking microchips in it. Oh, we like,
all, oh my like, god, that
it's a vaccine.
I hate that argument so much.
And then I saw the videos.
I saw an argument the other day.
So,
and they were, this person was, it was, I mean, it was a Facebook argument. It's, so of course, you know, Facebook arguments are usually the ones that you see are usually, you're just like, what the fuck am I reading?
And they're massive paragraphs.
Well, no, this dude, and he was talking about, oh, I won't vaccine, blah, 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 blah. I won't get this. Anyways, talking along the line. And then the response was like, well, your children have to have vaccines to go to school. Like, they have to have vaccines. And he's like, those are immunizations. This is different.
It's
like,
the
what's
same
the
thing.
Difference between an immunization and a vaccine?
It's the same thing.
Like,
my only thing is I just want to wait till one's FDA approved.
Pfizer is.
No, I just read a story that says Pfizer has not.
Pfizer is approved for everyone ages 16 and up. Pfizer is approved.
They literally came out and said.
That's been that way for like a month now.
Yeah. They came out and said Pfizer was FDA approved.
Mm-hmm. So I read a story that was proven false.
But here's the question, though. Along that line of thinking, ivermectin is not FDA approved for fighting COVID.
Not for fighting COVID.
Exactly.
But they got the creation of it. For general health was given a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
Japan said
it was given a Nobel Peace Prize because it is a parasite remover that helped third world countries with their animals remove parasites.
It's been proven to help with diseases and viruses.
But is it FDA approved for that?
It's FDA approved in general.
But it's not FDA approved for fighting COVID. There is a difference there. And that, and I'm saying,
and
that
even
line of
the entire country of Japan said that they recommend using ivermectin for treating COVID, and that they've been doing that for their own.
Okay.
People.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
I'm just saying
with the argument that with that statement, it's not approved.
And also ivermectin, that's like a very, very basic. Like,
ivermectin
thing.
Is a parasite remover is what it is. It's a parasite. That's what it was made as. That's what it won its Nobel Peace Prize.
No, but like the very basic like thing that you're taking, like not the actual dewormery, the paste, but the actual like pill and everything like that. It's very generic, and there's no like downsides to just taking it just to take it to help you. But there are potential downsides to taking like vaccines that possibly have side effects. Like it just has a lot more things in it, so there's more possible side effects. I just want more time for people to look at it and be like, oh, well, this happened. Or people that took it like within a couple months or a year, like these things started happening to them. I just want to come, you know, a couple more months.
Ivermectin. This medication is used to treat certain parasitic roundworm infections.
And?
That's literally it.
It does a lot of things. It's treated for a lot of very basic things. And also, just recently, 60 million doses of COVID Johnson & Johnson vaccine had to be taken down from the Baltimore plant, can't be used, and 100 more just got put on hold in June.
Why?
I think for that plant, it was due to mold and bacteria growth in the plant.
I didn't touch the Johnson & Johnson anyways.
Johnson & Johnson was the one I was hearing the worst about, I think.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even take it into consideration.
And the vaccine in Japan actually did have contaminants in it. There was 70 million.
Yeah, I heard a lot of bad things about the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, and the whatever one Japan has, they had like black particles in their vaccines in like 70 million vials. So there was like a bunch of people getting sick from that. So that's another thing. I'm just like,
I mean, I got
so many things. I'm just so.
I got edgy. Moderna, and I've had zero side effects. No,
said. I'm also worried that with my luck, I'm going to be one of the few people that like just
like I got. Weird happens. I got my last one in May, and I'm nothing. Like March. I'm fine.
Yeah, I've got mine in March.
Yeah, like I'm perfect. I'm like nothing.
So
no weird sicknesses. No weird like nothing.
But again, like it seems like it's
no tail, for, no like, sixth toe. Every
person right now, we're like even getting the virus itself. So many people have so many different symptoms. Was just like
at this point, I'm not even sure if I even had it or not.
Yeah, I still think
like I've had some weird sicknesses, but like it hasn't been like nothing compared to what they are saying. Mm-hmm. Like mine was like, oh, my stomach didn't feel good for a day, mm-hmm. and then I was done. But like back in like November of 2019, mm-hmm. I was sick for like a full week, mm-hmm. like deathly. Like I couldn't get out of bed. Yeah. I slept all day long. Couldn't get like I couldn't cool down. Mm-hmm. But then it just passed, and I've literally haven't been sick since. So besides after the second shot, which I didn't really get sick, I was just tired.
Yeah, it just felt like
supposed to happen after the second shot. Supposed to be the hardest shot.
The first shot was just like I couldn't move my arm.
Is that one an mRNA?
What?
Yeah, they both are.
Is it, or is it just the Pfizer that's an mRNA?
They both are.
Yeah, it's just. Because I had the same thing where, like, there was one week last year where I was just deathly sick. I couldn't leave my bed. It hurt to move anything. That, yeah. And I was just like, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not leaving my house. I'm not leaving my bed. And I let it pass. And I'm just like, I swear up and down that I probably had COVID right there. I just haven't gotten antibody tests or anything.
Well, like, yeah, like, after I got the second shot of Moderna, like, I didn't feel sick. I just felt like I had absolutely no energy. Like it just all got sucked out of my body, and it lasted for a day, and I was back to normal.
Yeah, I know some people who like just tested positive for COVID, but they never had anything, and they weren't even like really healthy people. They're just average people.
Well,
and there's other people that are healthy that got like
what was
destroyed by it.
I can't think of the name for that. Where you could like have it but never show
long
symptoms.
COVID?
No, asymptomatic.
Asymptomatic, oh, yeah. Like, some people were asymptomatic, so, like, they could have COVID. They could be out there spreading COVID, but never know they had COVID because they didn't show any symptoms of it.
Mm-hmm. And the argument that, because...
And that's why, no matter how much I hated the mask mandate, like, it was kind of a good idea. I mean, it sucks. I hate wearing the mask because I'm already fat and I already get hot enough. I don't really want to be breathing on myself. Yeah. But...
If you are like, if you have like a little bit of music, you like cough up something. It's like, well, that's in my face now.
Yeah.
And it's like for any.
You want to hear something gross though? After that little what you just said.
What?
You want to hear something gross?
What?
So today I was driving, and I coughed, and I literally felt stuff come up.
Oh.
And it was about to like exit my mouth, and I like caught it with my lip, and like. Then I was like, oh, well, let me roll down the window and spit it out. But, like, I literally felt it hit the very end of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
bleh! Big old.
It was cool. I liked
lung
it.
Lung butter.
I was like, man, I got reflexes like a kitten.
Yeah. A mucusy kitten.
Yeah.
What really annoys me is, like, any of these arguments that, like, especially about the vaccine, like, I'm very 50-50 on it. We're like, I'm fighting for both sides because I can see where both their arguments are about, like, oh, natural human herd immunity, getting the vaccine and like vaccine herd immunity, or just like not getting the vaccine, just getting it, or getting the vaccine and, you know, just doing that. And like all like just every single argument, it's like I can see both sides of it very well.
Well, there's a plus and a negative to herd immunity. The plus is obviously herd immunity, but the negative is
a lot of people have to get
sick or die in order for it to work.
Yeah, because the whole idea is like enough people get it and are now immune to it.
Yeah.
That if a small percentage of people get it, it can't go anywhere else. It's just there.
But those people could die. And it's like, why are we risking that? Why are we risking death? Which, I mean, we risk death every day as it is.
You risk the death when you made a vaccine.
Well, you risk the death when you get in your car.
Yeah.
I mean, you risk death every day, but
then
like...
you could use that argument for anything. That's why I like to use that argument of like, oh, well, it could happen anytime. It's like anything could happen anytime.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there's,
I'm taking the steps that I think will set me up to have one less thing to worry about.
Yeah. Same.
Speaking of any time, just yesterday, Paul Pelosi, the husband of Nancy Pelosi, how much money did he just make? Let's see if I can go back to that. Oh, don't tell me I lost it. That'll make me very sad if I lost it. Anyways, he won a couple million dollars. Not a couple, like a couple
one?
$100 million.
Like from the from a casino?
No, from buying 5,000 shares. No, not 5,000 shares. That was something else that happened in 2020. Let me start from the beginning, because this is a whole rabbit hole I just went down. So there was a company called CrowdStrike. It is a security company. This security company was in charge of doing an investigation of their own servers to see how the servers had gone hacked into back in 2016. Nancy Pelosi had hired this company to... I don't know if she hired them. I know she was in charge of this investigation in some way with this company. This company had...
You have a fly on your camera.
There's a fly assaulting me at all times. It's very annoying. It's on top of the camera taunting me and staring at me. And they had said that the hack had come from Russia. But they would never give the servers to the FBI after they had come down with that conclusion of their own servers. They would never show that to the FBI. They just never gave it to them. Just after that, her husband had bought 5,000 shares in their company, and their company went up by 111% shortly after. Very shortly after. And then he had bought, I wish I wouldn't have lost these stats. I thought I still had it pulled up. But they had bought a ridiculous amount, like in the decent millions. I want to say probably like $15.5 million or so in call orders for stocks. And what a call order is you go into a contract with a company saying that when these stocks are available, that I will buy them at this set price. So whether the price goes up or down, this is what I'm going to pay for it. And then that was shortly at, like, they were doing this just before a meeting of all these massive companies of, like, Google, Apple, Netflix. They're all about to go into the meeting. So while they're about to go into the meeting, he makes these call-in orders. And then, magically, right after this meeting, like, his money just explodes. And now, Nancy Pelosi's net worth is, I believe, between $120 million
and $180
million.
Right?
What?
Husband?
Yes. Paul.
His net worth.
I don't know what his net worth is. I know Nancy's is...
I don't know
what... $120 million to $180, I believe. Hmm. Which isn't even the richest politician.
No.
Which I... And... Going off of the richest politicians, I didn't realize how easy it was to just go from the company of Goldman Sachs into American politics, going from John Corzine, who was the governor of New Jersey from 2006 to 2010. He was the former CEO of Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
Her net worth is $120 million.
Yeah. That's what I have in my notes, but for some reason in my mind, I read up to 180, but I think that was somebody else in the same category. And then you have Steven Munich.
Munich, probably.
Steve Mnuchin.
Yeah, Mnuchin. Who was Secretary of the Treasury from 2017 to earlier this year, former executive of Goldman Sachs. During those times, Goldman Sachs was charged with foreign bribery case and agreed to pay over $2.9 billion in 2020. And U.S. Attorney Benjamin B. Wagner of Eastern District, California, said that Goldman's conduct in exploiting the RMBD's market contributing to an international financial crisis that people across the country, including many in the Eastern District, California, continue to struggle to recover from. That was in 2008, while John Corzine was... governor, after just being the CEO of this company, So I was like, how, like, why is it just that easy? Like,
it's money.
It's easy for people with a lot of money to make a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, while this company's being investigated, like, these people should partially be in question as well, I believe.
Well, that was 2008. That was a huge financial crisis while Goldman Sachs was involved in it. But you also have Enron that had a huge thing in 2008. There were so many different things in 2008 that was shitty market practices. That's what led to the housing economy crisis of 2008, was all of these lenders, Goldman Sachs, so on and so forth.
But Goldman Sachs is like the gold standard of the golden turd.
It's the same. It's like the Bilderbergs. That's like that shit that makes, like, you start going down that rabbit hole, you start going down Illuminati rabbit
hole. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the rabbit hole where someone eventually tracks your searches.
Yeah, fuck it. They're already tracking your searches. Yeah. What's it matter?
It's okay. Yeah, they'll just watch me watch weird porn and jerk off and cry for the
tentacle porn is what he's into.
That was like 2017. I'm into weirder shit now.
Nice.
Nice. You all want to take a break?
Yeah, I do.
We'll be back after these messages. So, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
So we're gonna do a 180 here.
Hard 180.
I have a little game.
Nice.
It's a true or false game.
Ah, it's a true or false game.
Yes.
It's a game where it's true or false.
So
I'll stop listening to logic now.
Yeah, that'd be good. It'd be good. Welcome back to the show. So the kakapo bird has a strong, pleasant, musty odor which allows predators to easily locate it. Hence, it is critically endangered.
The kakapo bird?
Mm-hmm. True or false?
Never heard of a kakapo.
How do you spell that?
K-A-K... The kakapo bird has a strong, pleasant musty odor. K-A-K-A-P-O.
Real? Oh, my God. I don't even know what region that would be from.
I'm going to go true.
You go true? What you got
to
do?
Just to be interesting, I'll say false.
The answer is true.
Ah.
Most of the birds cannot swallow their food without gravity.
Are you asking for...
That's true.
Is that the next question?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's 100% true.
That's 100% true.
It is true. Yeah.
That's why they can't take birds. That's why they can't take birds up to do any type of space studies, because there's like no gravity, so they will starve to death.
Was that a theory? Like
No. That was they took
they
birds.
Tested.
No, I mean, like, was that like in question? Like, we should take a bird up to space.
No, because you said birds can't, but
Yeah.
No, there have been or in the early days of the like astronomy program of
we'll get there.
I kept wanting to say astrology, but I'm like, no, that's not it. That's the
study of stars.
Yeah, study of stars. I'm of your fake go. Stars.
Fake stars.
But no, they tried with birds up in space, like in low orbit, trying to do tests. Hmm. Like how when they did with the dog and the monkey and everything like that.
I was going to say the monkey did.
So they took a bird up
they
there?
They took a bird up there. And
they killed it.
They killed it. I mean, a lot of animals.
Murderers!
A lot of animals have died in the name of space exploration. That's for sure.
In the name of astronomy, you must die.
But that's 100% true.
It can take a photon 40,000 years to travel from the core of the sun to the surface, but only 8 minutes to travel the rest of the way to Earth.
True.
I'll say that's true. He seems confident.
That is true. Penguins propose to each other with singing.
False.
True. I watched March of the Penguins.
Penguins propose to each other with pebbles. You ever watched Pebble and the Penguin?
That's only one type of penguin that does that,
pebbles?
Though, too.
You ever watched Pebble and the Penguin?
No.
You gotta have that. They get like the smoothest... They get like the smoothest, mm-hmm. roundest rock that they can get, and they like put it on top of their feet, and they like waddle over, yep. and they present it to them.
I'm thinking of the video, it's just like, I'm gonna get blue. Bitches love blue.
A male giraffe will taste a female giraffe's saliva, and it helps determine whether the female is ovulating.
I do that, so yeah. Two giraffes.
That's true. Just wacky enough to be true.
True. Yeah, like, who thought of that and made
false.
It false?
Okay.
The male giraffe tastes her pee.
Ah, there you go.
So weirder.
Yeah, even weirder. There are more possible iterations of a game of chess than there are atoms in the known universe.
False.
Do, 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 do,
true.
Do. It is true.
What?
That's a million, because you have
atoms in the known universe, well, and then chess opportunities.
There's it. That's exponentially different. Every move you make during chess makes opens up thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of more moves. And then you multiply at every move, and it just exponentially gets more.
You don't know how big the universe is. Fuck.
The explorable universe was the question, or the seeable universe was the question, or
known universe
was the question.
I know it all.
When we breathe through our nose, we always inhale more air from one nostril than with the other one, and this changes every 15 minutes.
Well, I'm going to say false, because it depends on a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables there that I'm going to go with false as well, but I do think about partially true, but also partially false in that one.
It is true.
It's all true?
It's all true.
I do know, when I'm stopped up,
I've never been able to breathe well on my left.
I'll just lay on the other side, and I'll usually clear up.
And you could feel it move from one side to the other. I love that feeling. But, I don't know why.
No, I felt that there was, but I felt like it was just too...
Like 15 minutes.
Every 15 minutes.
Every 15 minutes. That's pretty exact to be true all the time.
So right now I can... It's mainly through my right nostril. Check back in 15 minutes.
Okay, I can definitely tell you're full, because I've never been able to breathe well on my left nostril.
Well, you might have a deviated septum or something
already. Yeah, that's totally...
I do have a piece of...
We're talking about normal people here.
That's fair.
Honey has an expiry date.
An expiration date?
Expiration date?
Expiry date. Expiry.
That's weird. No.
I think they spelled it wrong.
Negative.
Typo.
Honey does not spoil. No. You could feasibly eat 3,000-year-old honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't re-solidify into sugar or separate, then you're set on honey.
Nature produces it, so it's good.
The Spanish national anthem has no words.
Then what makes it Spanish?
It's from Spain.
It sounds Spanish if it doesn't have any words.
It's from Spain?
It's from Spain?
Is it actually, literally, okay, yeah. I was literally thinking Mexican.
I'm going to say no. They don't have it. It doesn't have any words.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say false. It has words.
It is true. There is no words.
Yeah, it doesn't. Because every time I think of World Cup games or anything like that, yeah, no, Spain's never had words.
I just thought the Super League goes, ole, ole. I was like, yeah, that's the national anthem.
I think that's used more in Brazil than in Spain.
I haven't been to either. So it's
like, I watch a lot more soccer.
A mantis shrimp can swing its claw so fast it boils the water around it and creates a flash of light.
True.
True?
I know this to be true. Mm. I actually heard this on something not too long ago.
I knew that the mantis shrimp had a violently fast, but I didn't know about the boil of water.
It's cool to watch in slow motion.
Yeah, literally boils the water. It's crazy.
Okay, so I had this thought. Is the reaction of boiling water, is that hotter than the boiling water and the thing heating it itself? The reaction's hotter, right? You know what I'm saying?
I'm confused.
Kind of like
I would think the thing heating it would be hotter.
Well, that
thing, the reaction itself, when it's happening, that instance is hotter than the actual water.
It's the friction is what's caused. It's the water friction over the claw that's causing it. So it's nothing actually heating. It's so that layer. I mean, the layer of the exoskeleton of the shell right there is going to be hot, but it's only because of the friction.
Yeah.
And then the reaction is happening in the water itself. It's coming off of it. So it's not like it's heating up, but it is heating up, I guess. Like I said, it would be just moving ridiculously fast underwater, and you'd be like, oh shit, that's hot. Because have you ever taken it's like a water jet or one of those
power sprayers,
water guns that you plunge and you put it really close to you, and it can burn you because of how fast the water's coming.
Never attempted it.
No,
I've done it on accident because I got something really nasty on my leg power washing the dumpster area at work. And now I had the power washer. I'm like, oh, okay. And I went,
no, I'm not even talking about
it. Why would you do that?
It was just it's supposed to be nasty. It's
I'm just talking about one of those.
Yeah, the plunger ones. Yeah.
Even those will do it. It's just, it's just that moment of moving so fast that it's causing friction to happen. And so that's what I'm thinking is causing that there is just the water friction on the shell's body.
I just couldn't it was hard. It's hard to Google. The way you need to phrase that sentence to get an answer to
it's not necessarily, technically it's a chemical reaction, but it's not a chemical reaction.
Is the action of boiling more Like
it's 212. It's like once something hits, once it hits 212, it's boiling. Like yeah. I said, now there might be times where the vapor is a little bit hotter, but 212 is a rolling boil.
That's what I'm thinking, because when you cook things, like when you like steam cook things off of like boiling water, mm-hmm. it'll cook quicker. And I'm thinking it's because the like in that immediate reaction, the steam coming off of that's hotter than like
the water itself. Well, yeah, I mean, because it's separated down. It's steam now. It's gas. It's not water anymore. Like I said, water starts boiling, but I don't know what vaporize. I mean, I'm assuming it vaporizes at the same.
There's no way for a pleb like me to test it. Anyways, next question.
Cleopatra lived closer in time to the moon landing than to the construction of the Great Pyramid of Giza.
100% true.
True, but when someone looks up that answer in like 100 years, I guess no.
It's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, no. Ignore that thought.
No, we're keeping it.
Keep it, but don't pay attention.
I mean, you guys are going to know the answer to this. This is so easy. Female seahorses give birth to their young.
Nope.
No.
No is correct. More than 20% of the popcorn in the U.S. comes from Indiana.
I believe that, so I'm going to say true. I think Old War Rittenbacher's from Indiana.
False.
It is true.
Indiana.
Indiana. 20%.
Oh, that's sweet corn that's in Nebraska.
An octopus has 3 hearts, 9 brains, and blue blood.
Say 9 brains?
9 brains.
I was going to Google this because it's just such an absurd question. I don't like it.
I think some of those numbers are mixed up, so I'm going to say false.
It's true. It is true. 9 brains, 3 hearts, and blue blood.
Well, I knew they have the brain. I knew they had multiple brains, but I didn't know it was 9. So it's pretty much an individual brain. Are you kidding me? Octopi are fucking smart.
They're really smart, but like, why don't they have things?
Humans are the only animal that has things. Now, is that really, is that really smart? I'm convinced octopi are aliens, or are not of this Earth. I feel like they came from something else and evolved on this Earth. Because they're just
underwater aliens I talked about before. The underwater aliens.
I hear your words.
Underwater that was Atlantis. Aliens. But no, it was a long time ago. There was a documentary, not a documentary. It was a kind of a docu-series on History Channel. And it was like what would happen after mankind disappeared and
the octopus.
Everything else.
There were squids. Like squids became a land animal and squid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That would be.
I want to see what that would turn into.
Like,
could you imagine we're just like, if you just see some squid like walking across the ground? Exactly. Like, ugh.
I mean, but what was our like fish version? It could have been squid like.
Dolphin. No, it was. It looked like kind of like a crocodile, is what it looked like. Very similar.
Hell yeah.
Very similar to that.
Speaking of crocodiles, baby crocodiles self soothe by sucking their trunk like human babies suck fingers.
I'm going to say false on that one too.
Baby elephants self-soothe by sucking their trunk.
Could
you imagine a crocodile on a trunk?
For a minute, I thought you meant his tail. Like, it's sucking on its own tail.
I know. When I read trunk, I was like,
how's it going to bend its snout? Yeah,
I'm just imagining just an alligator just going
on its own.
This is it now.
Rolling its snout inside itself.
The element plutonium is an unexpected metal. It's a soft, silvery white metal that is solid at room temperature, similar to aluminum. But it can literally melt in the palm of your hand.
Plutonium? No.
Plutonium is not the one you're talking about.
Oh, plutonum?
Plutonum?
There's no I.
I think there were meant to be an I. I think it was supposed to be plutonium, and I'm going to say false.
I think...
It's not platinum, the thing,
no,
is it?
Not at all. Platinum has a ridiculously high melting temperature. There's one. There is a metal that I know...
Doesn't that one start with an M? It doesn't start with a P.
I thought it started with a... B.
Well, okay, well, now...
You're both wrong.
Okay.
It's gallium.
Yeah, that's it. Gallium is the metal I was thinking of, because I've seen videos of, like, spoons. Like, people do, like, they'll have a gallium spoon, and they'll mix up their coffee, and then they're like, oh, no, my spoon's gone. And you can melt, like I said, you can just melt
gallium. But you wouldn't want to drink that.
No, you wouldn't want to drink it. You just got to drink it from the top. because it's going to sink to the bottom. So you don't get. It's not like it's mercury.
I feel like at that point you're holding a firecracker for 1 second too long, and then you're.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
But what if you get it in your body?
Like, so I don't know the reactivity of gallium in the human body. So
because
what's the point of having a gallium spoon? You use it this one time.
the thing is, you can pour it back into a mold at room temperature and put it in the fridge for a second, and then it's back to being metal.
You can never actually use it.
You can use it on ice cream.
You can use it as like, you have normal spoons, and then you just have, like, these fuckery ones for people to come over. So you just pick up a spoon, you're eating there, and they're just like...
They're like, oh, here's a spoon for your coffee. And they're like, what happened?
And they drink it and die.
Well, I mean, if it melts in the palm of your hand, it'll still say melted in your body.
That's fair.
So you would just poop it out into the water, and then it would turn solid again.
Oh, my God, yeah, you leave it in the toilet until it's room temperature.
Gallium is a...
Well, Valium's a fun drug. But we're talking about gallium.
Gallium is a poison by subcutaneous and intravenous
it's poison.
And harmful if inhaled or
okay,
swallowed.
Okay, so yeah, don't do that.
It
don't do
that.
But what isn't harmful when inhaled or swallowed? Come on.
Water?
Water. I mean, if it's inhaled, bodies, if you inhale water.
You inhale water, yeah.
You
very
can die
harmful.
Try it.
If inhaled.
Try it.
You can inhale. You can die on inhaled. Something got to be a little
That almost got me too.
Put some water in your hand and snort it. That would burn so bad.
Oh, my God. I never even thought... My brain's never computed the pain of snorting water.
Try it.
Just, I'm no.
For the content!
No, I don't think I can mentally
what a
make
pussy.
Myself do that.
What it's not that bad.
What a pussy.
No, but my brain doesn't want that. I'm willing to do a lot of things, but for some reason snorting water is one of them.
It sounds terrible.
It does. Intentional waterboarding for, like, no purpose other than one person that's going to be like,
A cat's meow is a form of communication with humans only, not other cats.
True.
True.
I never knew that.
It's
that
really weird, yeah.
Cats don't
meow at each other.
Yep.
That's weird.
It was a thing brought on by being human, being domesticated.
Rats laugh when tickled.
What?
Rats laugh when tickled.
Mm-hmm. I've watched plenty of Disney and
Plenty?
Plan.
What's Plenty?
Plenty.
In the early 90s, Pepsi owned 17 submarines, a cruiser, a frigate, and a destroyer, all because of a deal with the Soviet Union in which they exchanged soda for military equipment.
That's true, yes. And it's a very fun fact.
Yeah, I can see that being true.
It's true.
It's very true. I remember studying that.
What a weird thing for Pepsi to own.
Yeah. I thought the same thing when I was a teenager.
Yo, we got 17 submarines.
Corporate warfare.
Let's take Coke out now!
I mean, that was around the time where, like, corporates were funding war, so yeah.
They still are. What are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, but it was more, like, they had these things, like, and they could just say they had them. I want this next question. Hit me with it.
Dogs create a heart with their tails while mating.
False?
False.
Because, first off, like, the way...
Dragonflies do.
Dragonflies?
Don't they attach the tail?
Oh, no, they make a heart. That's what I just said.
Interesting. Every dragonfly I've
Google seen. Dragonfly mating. Dragonflies mating. Google it.
I turned off my... Well, I didn't turn off my hotspot. I turned itself off.
That's a weird Tinder recommendation.
Dragonfly?
No, it's someone that we know.
Whoa. We'll have to talk about that after there. I don't know if we want to call them out right now.
Patreon content.
But
pay for the tea.
I don't think that they would listen to our podcast, but I can say the name and you're going to be like, oh, but it'd be funny. So we'll talk about it after.
Just move the... Hold your hand over the mic.
I don't
bleep it.
I don't remember her last name.
Wait.
I mean, but how does she
married.
Look?
Huh?
I thought she was married.
I don't know. That's
her profile says looking for friends.
I'm gonna have to cut all this out, but
that's who it is.
Yeah, right? That's 100% who it is.
So I
okay. All right. Squirrels plant thousands of trees every year worldwide due to simply forgetting where they bury their acorns. That is true.
Squirrels are dumb as shit.
Kiwis birds? Is this kiwis?
It's kiwi bird, but...
Okay, but it's spelled with an S.
Kiwis?
Yeah.
Kiwis? So just kiwis?
Kiwis
apostrophe bird.
Are almost completely blind and forage mainly through by feather.
I know nothing about kiwis.
It says kiwis birds are, I'm going to read it word for word.
Kiwis birds?
Kiwis birds are almost completely blind and forage mainly through by feather. The end of the sentence makes no sense. Mainly through by feather.
Yo, did this guy just give us a rating?
I do think that they're blind and I don't think that they fly. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. They forage by smell.
By smell.
I want to say that the
I didn't know birds could smell.
I was going to say the only reason I said false was because my brain said armadillos can't see that well. Armadillos. So I said false.
Okay.
I was right.
It's illegal to cut down a cactus in Georgia.
I believe that just because of how many weird rules, like laws.
Are there cacti in Georgia?
That's probably why he can't chop them down. So true.
They're an endangered species.
No, it's false. It's in Arizona.
Arizona?
There's so many.
That's why it's illegal. I don't want you to get rid of them.
It's just cactus and dirt.
Sloths can't shiver.
I don't know about the abilities of sloths other than the fact that they're stupid enough to think their own arm is a branch, grab onto it, and then fall out of trees and die. And they also pee upside down.
I know they're really good swimmers.
Because they're...
And they're terrifying when they're wet.
Yeah.
They are.
They're terrifying all the time, honestly.
They really are. If someone said, like, if they were, like, the speed of just most animals, then they would be one of the most terrifying creatures.
Yeah, their claws are insane.
Yeah, like, if they could actually attack you with those claws, what do you think it would take to get those to be, at, like, fast? But I'm gonna say that's true only because I think they physically don't have the energy to shiver.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, I feel like they're so slow moving that they don't have the... Their shiver would be like...
I've watched them cross roads.
I'm going to say no, they don't shiver.
Their shiver would just be like...
But they also are in environments where they...
They wouldn't shiver. Yeah, it's not cold enough.
In like in the...
Tropical areas.
Well, when you're in the middle of a rainstorm in the rainforest, I mean, it gets pretty chilly.
I imagine it's still pretty humid, though.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, especially for something that has a thick layer of fur.
Oh, this is terrifying. The Milky Way galaxy is on a collision course.
I'm going to say true just because it's morbid.
It is.
Which means it's probably true.
Oh, okay. This isn't as scary. The Andromeda galaxy is close enough to collide with Earth's Milky Way galaxy in 4.5 billion years. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not worried about that then.
Yeah, you would.
That just goes on to the point that I think of that, like,
Andromeda was a good storyline, bad
gameplay,
bad graphics.
I don't even know what this is.
Mass Effect Andromeda. Oh. Like bad graphic. I didn't like Mass the gameplay. Effect 4, the graphics right? were okay. Yeah.
There was points where like they would talk and like the mouth wouldn't move, and there was no facial expression. So like they could be mad and just be like, "Yeah, I didn't like that."
I do remember when they released Andromeda and they like dropped like a couple of pre-release copies in like they just dropped them from like low orbit and this guy found one out in like
wait, what?
It was up no
that's pretty cool no, actually.
It was in
just kills a guy.
It was stuck out in like the Redwood National Forest out in California. It was like 60 meters up in a tree.
Oh,
and they had to come that's and get, they had to get it down. I remember reading that article with
that's not worth the trouble.
Yeah. It sucks.
Good storyline.
It had a great storyline, but it felt like an incomplete storyline.
Yeah, maybe they were thinking they were going to get another one. Maybe they thought, "Hey, we'll get another
I
one."
I think there is a plan to make another Mass Effect.
There is, but they said they're taking a long hiatus.
Well, what I read was they're going to take a long time to make it. Like not a hiatus, but like they're planning on spending like 6 or 7 years working on it, just because they don't want Andromeda to happen again.
Be careful, you don't want to be a cyberpunk.
That's true. But I mean, they can't really.
Game, honestly,
even if they released it the same way Cyberpunk got released, it would still be an improvement from Andromeda.
That's fair because I still want to finish Cyberpunk.
Like I finished Andromeda twice. Not worth it.
I finished it the first
why
time.
I don't know why I went back. I don't know why I went the second
time. Like, it didn't feel good to upgrade the weapon. Like, getting new weapons didn't feel good. Getting new armor didn't feel good. Like,
no.
It was so lackluster.
Yeah, like, I think 3 was, like, the best.
I think...
As far as open world and also a linear-based game. Like, it had, hey, here's your direct objective, but here's about a million other things you can do. But it still gives you the direct line of sight of where you need to go.
Mm.
I didn't like that certain missions were timed. That was kind of annoying, but
yeah, gotta get
like,
it done.
I didn't feel like doing it right then, but then I can't ever do it.
I did like them, like when you had to like go into like the purification area and then you had to like run and then like the deadly mist was chasing you. I thought that was kind of fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was cool.
I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. You're just like watching this mist behind you, like slowly creep up, and you're like sprinting out of this base. You're like, oh my god.
Especially when you had to run parallel with the mist, and you're like, oh, it's gonna get me.
It's like coming here. And you're like, oh yeah, there was like a couple of them where it's like movie scene where it's like hallways.
Yeah,
you're just going down. It's like just you see like and then those closer as you go down and down.
And then those like panels on the floor were like,
oh yeah, pff,
exploding
like,
right in front of you. There was aspects of that game that were really fun, but
it had really good ideas.
Yeah.
And then bad execution on the whole aspect.
I wasn't invested in any of the characters. Any of the side characters, like
your
teammates.
Your characters always like your characters just looked stupid. Like you couldn't make them look good.
No, not at all. And it's just overall not really worth buying. But I bought it anyway.
I think I'm gonna
But I bought it before I didn't know it was gonna be.
I think I'm gonna start enjoying the idea of like a silent protagonist. Because it's, like, the only way where I don't get, like, these just cheesy one-liner, like, situations or, like, these just no emotions and people just reading off of a script in a game where I'm just like, ah, like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I'd rather just have someone just be a hard-ass and not talk.
Grand Theft Auto. Up through 5.
I would say, well...
Before 5.
I would say, or unless you play online, yeah.
I'm ready for the next Saints Row.
Haven't done any research on it. Haven't played Saints Row since, like, the weird alien dubstep gun one.
That was the last one.
That was so fun to use, though.
It was fun.
I just remember that being on 360.
I really enjoy 2. Even though 2 is really old, like early 2000s, it's so fun.
Well, if they ever put it on Xbox Game Pass, I'll get it. I'll try it out.
It's on Xbox, I believe.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it is, but I'm not paying for it.
Okay, it's a Game Pass.
You probably get it for like $6.
I'm not paying for it.
I loved Saints Row 1 because it had a really fucking good soundtrack.
I didn't play 1. I just heard 1 really was like so much different than 2, and I heard 2 is still rated the best 1.
2 was when they started getting wacky. That's when you started getting like the hover bikes and the jets and everything.
But 2
like
was
that.
Like the original wacky that everyone loves.
But I liked 1.
But
1 was
3
still
was so much different than 2.
Yeah, 3 was fucking weird. 3, they're just like, here, we're going to go off the walls.
It was kind of cool to play, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, it was fun being able to fly.
Your thing of, that's 4. That's this 4 is the one in space. We talked about this. 3 is the one where you fight the wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 is pretty fun,
4
too.
Is the one where you're in a simulation 4. Because they destroyed Earth. But the initial thing, when you're the president, you just punch someone in the dick.
Yeah, that was fun.
I turned my guy into a blue demon in the original, so he was just like walking through the hallway and like he just had the, like this demon voice where he just punched people.
Mine always had a superhero costume on.
God, 4 was just so wacky fun. It was just enjoyable.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, let's get out of video games again.
We'll do 4 more.
Okay.
The red handfish uses evolved fins to walk along the ocean floors.
I'm going to say yes just based on
the
name.
Red handfish?
Handfish.
Handfish. Handy dandy red handfish.
Negative. False.
It's true.
The red handfish?
Handfish.
Red handfish. I think that's a Pokemon based on it.
Slow loris.
Yeah.
Can
kill a human via venom transmitted through their urine.
No, negative. Their urine is in their armpits. Or their venom is in their armpits.
What's a slow loris?
It's like a marsupial. It looks kind of like...
Knuckles?
You know, so it looks...
Tail.
Have you seen Madagascar?
Yes.
Duh. So you know the lemur king? Like the lemurs and all that?
Julian?
Yeah.
There's one little...
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's,
little
and he's like tan.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Got the big fucking
so
bulgy
many...
ass eyes. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's a slow loris.
They can kill you with their armpits?
They've got venom in their armpits. I don't know if they can kill you, but...
It's through their saliva.
I thought, because they go...
And like, it can kill a human.
Because they, like... Get it. They,
so
I
don't
it
have
armpits.
It as a pet.
I mean,
no,
you
don't.
Do. They can... People do all the time.
Can they,
you can
they
de-
remove it. They
yeah,
can
you can
de-venomize
things.
But they look so sad in a cage. Like, I've seen so many videos. They look cute as hell, but...
I would never get put in a cage. That's
but
the
they're...
Well, you just let it run around like all...
Yeah!
Little monkey creature. Running around. But no, they're very cute. But yeah, they can.
Their eyes just always make them look sad regardless. Like,
that's true.
Big old
oh,
puppy
my,
dog eyes.
That reminds me, I don't remember what... it was a meme of like this little... I might have also been a marsupial. Like, it's just holding two rice balls. It looks so sad that it can't grab a third one being handed to it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what creature it is, though, like the species. But it's just holding two rice balls, just like so sad it can't reach this third one that's being handed to it.
Dang it.
For over three decades, Canada and Denmark have been playfully fighting for control of a tiny island near Greenland called Hans Island.
I want to believe this, so true.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Seems wacky enough to be true.
It's true. Yes. Every once in a while, when officials from each country visit, they leave a bottle of their country's liquor.
Ah, yeah, nice. I like that. See, I like countries that are doing something fun. Have some fun.
When two pieces of the same metal touch in space, they bond permanently.
Negative.
It's true. The process is known as cold welding.
Space shuttles are metal. And consists of metal. I don't think they're bonded together.
Well, I think the interior
can deconstruct it pretty easily.
The interior is not going to have a problem because it's pressurized
chamber.
No, I'm
talking about the exterior that's made of metal. Like, that's not bonded permanently. You can deconstruct that.
Well, they're also ceramic plating and everything like that on the outside of a ship that's not going to be metal.
And it's not two pieces of the same metal.
No, I'm confused. I'm just sure. Yeah, I want to know more about that because, I mean, yeah, I know that there's ceramic plating. I know that there's a lot of stuff on the outside of a ship, but
I feel like in that case, there'd be like a giant ball of metal from just things that have actually touched itself in space debris.
If you join a piece of metal to another without the use of heat by forcing them together so hard that the surface oxide films are disrupted and adhesion occurs.
So they have to hit each other like really hard?
They have to like force against each other like super hard to create that weld.
So I'm assuming the heat that would be created in the actual impact itself in space would cause a damage.
It says without the use of heat.
Yeah, because there's like no heat in
space. Well, I'm saying, but like what would be like in place of heat from that
interaction? Yeah, it's just the coldness of space, the oxide.
Something has to happen from two things hitting each other like that.
And it just together.
So I'm assuming in replace of heat, that happens. That vaguely makes sense. I was imagining just two pieces of metal just lightly touching each other and be like, well, this is
no that stuff. That happened a lot during the beginning of the satellites sending up. They would just cold weld together, contact welding in space. So it doesn't have to be. It's just the oxide forms on the outside. I don't know how it happens.
There must be. We must have.
This is from twiglobal.com. Cold welding is a solid state welding process that requires little or no heat or fusion to join two or more metals together. Instead, the energy used for creating a weld comes in the form of pressure. During the cold welding process, unlike with fusion welding processes, no liquid or molten phase is present in the joint, as can be seen in other techniques, including arc welding, friction welding, or laser welding.
I mean, it attaches to each other at a like nanoscale is what it's doing. So it's not like, it is going to be a tough, especially if it's a long piece that's adhered together at that micro scale. But like, say you had like 1 inch of something attached to it, like you could probably...
Yeah.
Break that weld. But yeah, like I said, it was talking about up to like, it was first recognized in the 1940s when we were sending up stuff like, or they were doing it in a vacuum. They would like just put pieces of metal together in a vacuum and it would happen. But there were satellites in the early days of our satellite programs that, you know, they'd have parts that malfunctioned because it seized up in. So I want to know more about it, but it's just two like materials lining up and adhering together at a microbiologic scale. It's like when geckos climb on glass, they actually adhere at a molecular scale to the glass. Mm-hmm. That's not just suction cups. It's like, so it's the same concept, but not. So, but yeah, I want to study more about that. That's very interesting.
I also didn't know that satellites move at 7,000 miles per hour.
Oh yeah, they're moving quick.
Ooh. Okay.
So yeah, I'd imagine they'd be moving pretty fast when they hit each other.
But I mean,
there'd be a lot of force. Not,
it doesn't even have to hit each other for that to happen. Weird. One more.
That was it.
Oh, dang it. Well, we've done it. We've made it.
That was
four
more.
That was fourth. Okay. Well, we got some knowledge today.
I skipped a couple because they were dumb.
That's fair.
It was one was like, the seeds of strawberries are on the outside. Yeah, well, we all know that.
No.
We all know that.
We all know that. Well, we learned something new. hopefully.
Yeah, I learned about cold fusion. I actually didn't know that was a thing.
I knew cold welding was a thing. I just didn't know it happened in space like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah. Hopefully you enjoyed it this week.
If anyone found the information I was talking about with the politicians, I recommend watching the Jimmy Dore show on YouTube. He puts out a lot of videos about like he puts out a video, it feels like almost every couple of hours, about anything that comes up in media that like contradicts itself. Like anything that someone put out now that contradicts something they said yesterday, and a bunch of controversy going on right now, and he's just basically giving his two cents, and it's funny, and also it makes pretty good sense. So if you want something that's kind of like unfiltered on YouTube, just to watch
Jimmy Dore sounds show like on YouTube. Ben Shapiro.
They're feminizing masculinity.
Especially like with Ben his explanation funny. Of WAP.
I mean, that was funny, but that was such a stupid thing.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I like Ben Shapiro for a couple of things, and then for that, I was just like, man. I know, that's his style of comedy, and that's not my style of comedy, but...
His weird flex of what his wife does for a living was just, like, distasteful to me. He's like, my wife, the doctor. I'm like, whoa. Okay. Congratulations.
I don't pay 2 cents to anything that he has to say.
Oh, like crap.
Drink some more water, big guy. Eat a banana.
Drink water.
Eat a banana. Take a salt tablet. Sit in the shade.
Put your hand above your head. Do you smell toast?
No. Thanks for listening.
Till next time.
Yeah. Subscribe, like, comment,
Patreon.
Words.
Words. T-shirts.
Yeah, t-shirts.
Yeah.
T-shirts.
Feel free to... We got the post pinned at the top of our page.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is go to that. Tell me what size. Send it into the Cash App. We're good to go.
Everyone in the comments or on our Facebook or on an Instagram, say congratulations on the ad. Woo!
Yes.
Everyone give the little the party hat emoji. And
tell everyone to download the episode because we get paid for every download. Woo!
Whether you think we're funny, we're stupid, or annoying, or we're just someone that you can laugh at in any aspect, show a friend and be like, "Hey, look at these idiots! Yeah. They're talking."
Yeah. So
why not? So, I would do the same for you. So do the same for me, fucko.
I wouldn't.
Toodaloo.
I wouldn't either. Toodles.
Bye.
Bitch.
Aww.
Now I just have a flap hanging off my back.
A flap?
Damn.
You got a flap on your back?
It's got a back flap.
Oh, you got a back flap.
Yeah, see, look at it.
Your nipple's also exposed. That was weird. But we're going to have nudity. We can't have nudity. This is a show.
Nudity's
okay. This show is no nudity.
It's fine. What if I just couldn't tell the gender of my nipple? Just
yeah.
Confused. Yeah, if I grew my hair long enough, maybe I'll get confused.
Gross.
Work out a little bit more so they can't tell the difference between a peck and a tit.
A peck and a tit.
Oh, I just can't tell if he has an ankle.